So how special does it feel? This is always one of the great classes at the Horse of the Year show.
Yeah, it is.
You nailed it.
Yeah, no, tonight everything went my way. It's funny, I've had a good feeling actually today. 13 is my lucky number, I was 13th to go. Like I say, I've been placing this class a lot over the years. Best, I was very close, I think it was 2010 with a good grade mare called Wembley. And then last time I was placed with one of Judy Ross's mares. But finally to win it, it's a fantastic feeling.
It was a slightly strange jump off, wasn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, those two, they were the two sort of what you call on the circuit really quick riders. And they both sort of really blasted it and had fences. And I just played the odds a little bit. I thought, I just had a feeling that if I did a decent round, it might be enough.
And where do you think what was the key to your round, do you think? Was it?
It was just quite smooth. I just sort of had the right one I wanted everywhere within the speed I was going. I just had the right one everywhere, sort of thing.
And what is the potential of this horse?
He's a really, really good horse. He was in Lanarkin 2 weeks ago at the World Championships for 7-year-olds. He jumped fantastic out there as well. I think he could be a real star, this horse, yeah.
So, something you can bring on, or how does it work
world? No, with me, the owner, he's keen to get, we'll see. Obviously, if people come knocking, then you have to think about things, but hopefully, yeah, we can take him back. I've been on sort of 5-star teams before, and hopefully he can go.
In terms of winning, I mean, as I mentioned, one of the great traditional stepping stones. Does that feel special?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Like you say, it is known as a stepping stone class. It's a top young horse class. It's not all young horses in it, but hopefully he'll go on to do good things.
Well done tonight.
Thank you.